The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, June 29th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. You can find us on your radio dial at 95.9 megahertz. We're online at kgvm.org. It's stopped raining out there in the Bozeman area. It's been a couple days of good, steady, slow rain. So things ought to be greening up really nice after the sun comes back out. Hope you're having a good Monday. I'm your host, Bob Wall, going to play some music for the next hour, get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! Before I jump into it, I do have an underwriter I would like to thank for supporting our programming, and then we'll hear today's Human Capital. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek: The Wallflowers with Early James on Wednesday, July 1st, Cruz Contreras and the Black Lilies with the Two Tracks on Thursday the 2nd, The Fossils on Friday, July 3rd, Independence Day Special with the Red Elvises, along with Emma and the Ledge on July 4th, Bronwyn Keith Hines with the Pickpockets on Sunday, July 5th, Fruition with the Kofas Brothers on Wednesday, July 8th, Houndmouth with Tim Skelly, Thursday and Friday, the 9th and 10th of July, 710 Ashbury on Saturday, the 11th, Neil Francis with Lost Canyons on Sunday, the 12th, and many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Some Montanans are taking data center regulation into their own hands. Grassroots petitions for initiatives in Butte, Silverbow County, and Yellowstone County aimed at curbing data center growth in Montana could make their way to ballots in November. As an artificial intelligence race takes hold around the globe, data centers that fuel the speed and efficacy of AI systems are sprouting up in communities across the country and drawing fierce opposition from locals. In Montana, where the state offers little in the way of oversight, citizen-led initiatives in Butte, Silverbow, and Yellowstone counties are forging a potentially new regulatory path, a grassroots approach that, if successful, would put the power to approve new or expanded data centers in the hands of voters. When a proposed data center began sparking council meetings in Butte last January, real estate broker Denise Kelly was getting frustrated. She'd never been involved in politics, but she worried about the impact that Washington-based Sabey Corporation's massive complex could have on her community, especially when it comes to water use and electricity rates. "I think the majority of people in this country, not just Butte, don't want data centers," Kelly said. "But I don't know why the government, especially our local governments, aren't listening to us. I don't know why they're selling out their towns." In February, furious at what she saw as a one-sided push to get a data center on the ground, Kelly decided to take control. She started the nonprofit 406 People First, talked with local advocates, and met with a lawyer to eventually draft language that, after gathering enough supportive signatures, could eventually make its way onto Butte Silverbow ballots and for the first time give community members a voice in checking data centers. Kelly is now in the signature-gathering phase of the effort, and she's not alone. A similar initiative is in the works in Yellowstone County. Taken together, the from-the-ground-up petitions could upend the future of major data centers in Montana. Kelly said, "Butte has a long history of citizens asserting their collective power against corporations and government. We can do it again and make sure development happens on our terms." The model of the petitions in both Butte Silverbow and Yellowstone counties are identical. Citizen-led petitions need to gather signatures from 15% of registered voters. That means 3,600 people in Butte Silver Bow and 16,500 signatures in Yellowstone County. If organizers pass those hurdles, voters will have a voice in November. Ballot language would say that the counties may not approve construction or expansion of any data center without a special election in which two-thirds of voters approve. Three major data centers so far are in the works in Montana, near Missoula, Butte, and Broadview, just outside of Billings. Washington-based Sabey Corporation pulled out of their agreement in Butte in May, but the company is still exploring other sites in southwest Montana, including in Silver Bow County. The largest proposed data center of all is in Broadview, north of Billings. Houston-based Quantica calls it its Big Sky Digital Infrastructure Campus, which would cover 5,000 acres and require more than 1,100 megawatts of power generation. Last month, the company asked Northwestern Energy for 7,235 megawatts of maximum additional capacity. That energy draw would dwarf the entirety of demand across the rest of Montana. Cassie Solberg, a Broadview-based homesteading mother of six, says she's tried everything to thwart Quantica's data center. She showed up to all the meetings, proposed a special zoning ordinance, and circulated a petition focused on accountability. But still, Solberg felt her voice wasn't getting heard by local officials. "I've tried everything," she said. With nowhere else to turn, Solberg spearheaded the Yellowstone County ballot initiative. It functions almost identically to the Butte Silver Bow petition. If enough voters sign by the August 12th deadline, ballot language will appear in November that, if passed, would mean voters must approve any new or expanded data center. No matter what happens with the petition and in November, Solberg described her efforts as a blueprint that other communities could follow if similar data center proposals sprout in their own backyards. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I'm going to get started today with some random things that were laying around close to the top of the pile. I'm going to play a cut from Jeff Tweedy's new double album, Twilight Override. It's called Amar Barati. And then Alan Sparhawk with Trampled by Turtles, an album they released last year. I'll play a Not Broken. And then from Bozeman's own Still Gone, from the new album Alamode, I'll play a Rundown.
The Amar Barati lifted in the air. It's still there in the air since 1973. It's every day, it's every day, it's every day, it's every day, it's every day. The Amar Barati put in his right hand, kept it there in the air since 1973. It's every day, it's every day, it's every day, it's every day, it's every day. It's not a made-up story or hyperbole. It's right there in the air since 1973. It's still there, it's in the air. 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 Thank you.
One of these days I'm gonna learn. Something I probably already heard. So turn on the bright lights, turn up the drum mic, turn up the probably I don't know.
It's not broken, I'm not angry. It's not broken, I'm not angry. It's not broken, I'm not angry. It's not broken, I'm not angry.
Oh, that sound so damn loud. Hold it down, hold it down.
Not broken,
what's the rundown? What you giving to me? On the calm down, tripping on you, baby. When you come round, you the one I can see. Take it all from me. At the sundown, we could grab a few drinks. Put your guns down, I'm the man of your dreams. When you come round, you the one I can see. Take it all from me.
what's the rundown? What you giving to me on the calm down? Tripping on you, baby, when you come round. You the one I can see. Take it all from me. At the sundown, we could grab a few drinks. Put your guns down. I'm the man in your dreams when she come round. You the one I can see. Ezra, take him back to the beat.
Was Still Gone with their song Rundown from A La Mode. Before that, Alan Sparhawk with Trampled by Turtles did Not Broken. And Jeff Tweedy did Amar Bharati from his new album Twilight Override. You are tuned to KGV in Bozeman, keeping the community and community radio in the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. Happy to have you along this afternoon. Cool post-rainy day here in the Bozeman area. And it's about 18 minutes after 5 o'clock on the 29th of June. I want to thank another one of our underwriters here in announcement, and then hear today's climate connections, and then we'll keep going with some more music.
Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four.
KGBM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. Bozeman, this is your weekend. The Slam Summer Festival is August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, and it's free. 2 days of live music, local art, food, dance, hands-on activities for kids, a beer garden, and more. Slam supports local artists and musicians right here in our community. You can spend Saturday at an art workshop. Start Sunday with a free yoga class. Slam, August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park for free. Details at slamfestivals.org.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. From Colorado to Mexico, the Rio Grande and its tributaries provide drinking water for millions of people, irrigate vast areas of farmland, and provide habitat for native cutthroat trout. So the water is in high demand, and strains on the river system are growing. As the climate warms, droughts are becoming more intense, and mountain snowpack, which melts into the streams that feed the Rio Grande, is declining. To make sure there will be enough water for farmers in the spring and summer, water is held back during the winter in upstream reservoirs. That reduces the water flowing through streams and rivers in winter months.
That's clearly a threat to the trout populations that exist in these rivers.
Kevin Terry is with Trout Unlimited. His group works with farmers, water districts, and others to arrange releases from upstream reservoirs during the winter when possible.
To keep the ecosystems healthy and keep fish as healthy as possible, while at the same time delivering water supplies to downstream communities for other benefits, including augmentation of well depletions, supplies for livestock.
He says as water becomes scarcer in the region, it's critical that people work together to make the best use of every drop. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, going to keep it rolling here. This past weekend was Gnarfest at the Labor Temple. It was the second annual, and it was a great time. A lot of fantastic music for two nights. Pretty much all mostly Bozeman bands. There were a few bands that traveled in, a couple, one from up at Kalispell, a couple from over Butte, Anaconda area, one band from out in Seattle, but a lot of bands from around here, and had a lot of fun. So I thought I'd play you a few cuts by bands that were here this past weekend for Gnarfest. Going to kick it off with Hot Milk and the Flower Palettes, their single When Two Becomes Four. And then Tiny Iota from their new album Unending Bent. I'll play you The Knock. Solus by Icarus from their album Elysian Sun. I think they've got their new album about ready to roll. They're heading out on tour with Witch Bitch here. Maybe they might already be on the road. I'm not sure. A new single by Brother Venus called Stories. And then Hallmark by Gooch Slam to finish off this set with a bang. We'll be right back.
kept at ease. So swing your little hammers, let him hear the knock. So swing hard your hammers, let him hear the knock. Kept it is.
right, that was Hallmark by Gooch Slam. Before that, Brother Venus did Stories. I played Solus by Icarus before that. The Knock by Tiny Iota. And started out with Hot Milk and the Flower Palettes, When Two Becomes Four. All bands that played at Gnarfest this past Friday and Saturday night. watching Cooper crowd surfing and singing at the same time was a thing. It was a kind of a scary thing for me because he had my microphone and mic cable and it was hooked to my sound system, but all disaster was averted and it turned out just fine. Anyway, you're tuned to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music. We're working our way up to the 6 o'clock hour in Democracy Now! I do want to thank another one of our underwriters and then hear today's labor history in two. KGVM thanks Whistlepig Korean for their support of our programming. Whistlepig Korean offers fresh, authentic Korean food with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options for takeout or dine-in. You can find an online ordering menu on whistlepigkorean.com. They are located at 25 North Wilson in Bozeman and can be reached by phone at 406-404-1224.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1937. That was the day SWAC leader Philip Murray beat back reports that the Little Steel Strike had collapsed. Even as the steel companies were championing that the strike had been broken, Murray insisted that of the 90,000 workers involved, only 20,000 had returned to work in the mills that stretched across seven states. He added they were mostly supervisors and foremen and not production workers. Murray leveled charges against Ohio Governor Martin Davey that the Ohio National Guard was being used as company police to smash the strike. Strike leaders added that the companies were staging dummy back-to-work parades. In fact, Labor Secretary Perkins had announced that it was the government's effort at mediation that had collapsed. But the steel magnates were on the offensive and had the backing of local politicians and police. George Mike, a union man and disabled veteran, was the latest casualty in the anti-labor war. He was killed the day before at Maltrup Steel in Beaver Falls, Ohio, as picketers clashed with deputy sheriffs. In Indiana, police rushed to plant gates at Inland Steel to guard against new battles as 20,000 strikers prepared for the imminent forced reopenings of Inland Steel and Youngstown Sheet and Tube there. Both mills remained closed for weeks. In Warren, Ohio, police issued a warrant for CIO strike leader Gus Hall and two other strike leaders on charges that he was the brains behind a terrorist plot to blow up strike-bound steel mills. And at Bethlehem's Cambrea Works in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, two separate dynamitings destroyed main water supplies, causing an immediate end to an attempted back-to-work movement there. The strike was far from over. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.
All right. I've got a show to let you know about that's coming up this Friday night at the Gallatin Labor Temple. The band Schlong is reuniting, doing a reunion tour. It's a short tour, and it's kicking off right here in Bozeman. Dave Mello was the drummer for Operation Ivy, and after Operation Ivy split up, he and his brother Pat started this band Schlong with another member, Gavin, and they're going to do a reunion at the Labor Temple Friday night, the 3rd of July. They've got support by the band Chicken Wire from here in Bozeman. I guess I haven't heard them yet. I'm looking forward to seeing them and hearing them. And Vanity from Over the Hill in Livingston. So I thought I'd play a couple of Schlong cuts. I played a bunch last night for Bedtime Bombshells, but I'll play a couple more. The song Tulsa from their album Fish Booty. And then they did a cover of the whole Fleetwood Mac Rumors album. They called it Tumors. And it was reissued in 2022 with some extra songs. So I'll play in No More Cheese from the Tumors Expanded Edition. Finish up with a single released by Vanity this year called Let the Wind.
Never mind that your lunch could be my little nursery playmate.
Thank you.
This is Vanity with Let the Wind. Before that, Schlong did No More Cheese and Tulsa. They'll both be playing at the Labor Temple on Friday night, July 3rd. So it's going to be a good time. Hope to see some people down there. And we'll get wild. Those were kind of a little bit on the mellower side for both Vanity and Schlong. So anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, and I hope you keep it tuned right here. We got Democracy Now! Coming up with Amy Goodman next, and a lot of great programming, health and happiness after that.